We got one bowl game after another. We got really crappy weather. You know what? We're going to have some fun anyway. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model. No Jong Lee, but we have Tyler Scott. You want to get in today? 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Producer T. Scott, at Degenerates 975 is not usable because Jong's not here and I always forget that. At least I didn't say at Jong Snow with a zero, right?
Right.
You can also text the show at 713-780-3776, and we do things a little bit differently on Wednesdays. When you call, text, tweet, send a raven, you know, maybe you get an air balloon and write something on the side of it and float by outside.
It works.
Put odds on it. What are the odds? It's going to be a fun show.
61.
Okay. I was a little more confident than that. 62.5%.
Okay.
Is where I was going. But okay. I think we'll be okay. What's going on with your day, Mr. Hoffman?
You know, sports and stuff like that. What's going on with you?
The same. More stuff than sports,
more
probably.
Stuff. Yeah. There's a lot of bowl games, but those don't even really count as sports. Like,
unless you're betting on them.
Or yeah, which I am the next bowl game.
Yeah, what are you on next?
Arizona -3.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. That's a different team since they changed quarterbacks.
Yep.
But
and it's Purdue. I mean, how many points is Purdue going to score?
Well, I think Purdue is an interesting team. You know, I like their coach a lot, but you know, we'll see. But I like Arizona there. I was watching. This is the time of year where they do that World Junior Hockey. This is like all the guys I'm scouting for next year's hockey draft.
Yeah,
I couldn't even watch there's nothing fun about watching, even when your team wins 9-0. There's nothing fun about watching that. U.S. was up 5-0 after one period, and it's like, really, this is like watching a bunch of college kids play with 10-year-olds. No fun.
Yeah.
Denmark, you suck. So you need to up your hockey game a little bit. That's about it. Rest of the day I spent working on sports map and Houston sports and stuff.
Is that getting a lot of traffic during the holidays?
It's getting more traffic than I would have expected for this time of year.
I would expect it to be down.
I would say it's down a little bit from last week, but not significantly. Mainly because I think people are checking for stuff because you've got a story on there that's up. We have the Rockets review up, which the Rockets still don't get the traffic that you would think.
Told you. Once football season over, maybe they will.
They're still – the things that get the most traffic are pretty much whenever I write about the Texans. You know, when you write something, it gets good traffic. When Granato writes something, it gets good traffic. And then every now and then when we throw an opinion piece on there, it does really well. But Rocket stuff just doesn't seem to, maybe it'll get better. But what are the odds you can see the writing on the side of an air balloon in this kind of weather? Probably not.
What are the odds we're even going to look out the window?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think we have this kind of blocked off. It is kind of ugly out there. And I'm guessing today, yesterday I think we had about 5 listeners. I think today we're going to have 10. Because there were a lot of people on the road. More so than I was expecting. I was giving myself plenty of time to get here, and I mean, I still got here in plenty of time, but a lot of people on 59. I don't know what you guys are doing out there today. Maybe returning gifts.
Yeah.
Are you working? I'm just curious. Hit me up on a text and let me know what people are out doing driving around. Do you see that
there's less traffic than normal?
There's less traffic than normal, but there's more than there's almost twice as much as there was yesterday.
Agreed.
So I would
yesterday was pretty. What sucks is normally on days like yesterday and today, less traffic would mean faster commute times. Unfortunately, both of those days it seems to want to rain.
Yeah,
which automatically slows everything down. Yeah. So it's
So it wasn't too bad getting home last night, but today was pretty bad. I actually had to get off of 59 and get on West Park because it was almost normal afternoon traffic. But I think there was a wreck right before I got there, so maybe that's why it was backed up.
Yeah.
But 713-780-ESPN. Gab says we're tuned in, headed to Houston for the UT game.
Oh, good times.
So that's all right. So probably, unless you're going to the game, you don't want to drive around NRG.
Yeah, I thought about it, and someone offered me tickets, and they were pretty good tickets.
Yeah.
To go to that game. And I was like, there's going to be a lot of people there. There's going to be a lot of cars. Like, no thanks.
I think you're starting to get old, man.
Yeah.
You just don't. I've gotten to where I don't like we were going to go to a concert on Christmas night, free concert.
Perfectly good television.
And it's just like, I don't really want to go out and deal with people. And in games now, it's kind of the same thing. I don't want to really be around a bunch of drunk people. I want to be the only drunk person in my living room watching a game. And I can see the game better in my living room.
Yeah.
But I was offered Texans Steelers tickets, really good seats.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Yeah, then no way I was going to that.
Yeah, that one. It's like, how much are you paying me to go sit in these seats? So he says a lot of major companies have people back to work today.
Well, good.
Yeah, well, I know my wife went back to work, so I don't know if she needed to, but I think she was just trying to get away from me.
Yeah, probably. That's
probably the thing there. But no, and it's not that I don't enjoy going to games anymore. It's just that I've been to so many. I think the thrill of being there in person is kind of gone.
Yeah.
So somebody said, I was working, now home, and then to NRG. Hook 'em horns.
Hook 'em horns indeed, I guess.
Mm.
I don't know if that's going to be a boring game or a good game. Missouri's got a really good offense.
Yeah.
Texas has a really good defense.
They also just lost their offensive coordinator. Did he stay for the game or no?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think he's already gone.
Okay.
But
well, maybe that hurts.
I'm not 100% sure. Because I really had no interest in betting that game because I have been on the wrong side of Bevo for 10 years.
But it's like the opposite of your normal Big 12 versus SEC game. Normally, it's the Big 12 team coming in with the stupid offense that just scores and scores and scores, and the SEC with the good defense. And, it's just weird.
832 says, I'm an air conditioning and heating technician. I'm driving out the Beltway heading to a customer's house. So I guess a lot of people are working today. So, yes, any word on the Dick's Sporting Goods $10 jerseys? I just saw that on Twitter. I didn't really know what happened there. Apparently, they offered a bunch of jerseys and then said they were out of stock and then charged regular price. I don't know.
I don't know anything about that.
Hmm.
I think Josh actually ordered 3 of the $10 jerseys.
What $10 jerseys?
I think it was like, it must have been a typo on their website. So they had like authentic World Series Astros jerseys on their web store for 10 bucks. Josh said he ordered 3 of them and then he got an email saying he was refunded.
Mm.
And they're basically not.
So they made a mistake.
It. Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, that seems to be what Twitter was saying, is that people were, they ordered them for 10 bucks and then they were told they were out of stock. And then if they wanted them, they were charging them full price.
Mm.
So it sounds like maybe somebody bleeped up there.
Yeah, that sounds what I would.
409 brings up a good point. It says the experience of watching a game has evolved to be just as good in a room as in a stadium. That is true.
It's always been that.
Well, but with the camera angles and everything and HD now, and you know, the fact that you can flip channels on commercials.
Yeah.
I think that has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, I'm much happier in my home.
So, but I mean, I'm also not face paint guy.
No.
If I were face paint guy, like if I were painting orange and white on my face today and a couple of horns, I would be at the game.
Yeah, no thanks.
Jay says he's parking downtown, getting drunk, then Metro to NRG, can't beat it. That's a pretty good plan if you're going to the stadium. Go park downtown, hit up one of the bars there. There's a bunch of good ones. Get nice and lit up, then catch a train.
Yeah.
The only problem is pee before you get on the train. If you've been drinking a lot of beer. There are no restrooms on those things. Yeah. Gabriel says, count me as one of the few listeners. Okay, so there's more than I anticipated. I'm going to say 15 listeners today, Tyler. That's the number.
I mean, judging by the text line, it sounds like maybe we're already getting more.
Yeah, we're getting a bunch more than we did yesterday. Well, that's cool. I hope that those of you who didn't join us yesterday had a great, great Christmas and a great weekend to go with it. And hopefully a great betting weekend. It's been kind of a good run here. I'm feeling better about life. I was ready to quit about late November when I kept looking at my account and going, I got to reload this thing again. This isn't good. That's never a good feeling, but much better lately. So somebody said Academy just put all Astros championship gear at 50% off online.
Okay.
Yeah. Mike from Tomball says the beer's cheaper in my home than at the stadium.
I won't say that, but I will say the beer is already paid for at my house.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I bet if you added up what you would have to drink in the stadium versus one of your beers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you're probably talking $50 of stadium beer.
Yeah.
To get the equivalent alcohol of one of your good ones.
No, that is true.
So, it says baseball is the only game better in person than TV. I disagree with that. I think hockey and soccer are better in person because you can actually see everything. The other sports, I think, are better on TV, including baseball, in my opinion.
Yeah. I always have a more comfortable chair.
What's that? Oh, yeah. More comfortable chair. I mean, plus you spend all that money on a nice TV.
Yeah.
So. Somebody says, Red Zone has ruined NFL football for me. I can't watch a full game anymore. Good problem to have. I think we were talking about this with Dave. I don't know if we're talking about it on air or off air, but I'm all about that DirecTV game center where you can watch 8 games at once. I prefer that to Red Zone. I don't even watch Red Zone anymore. I'll just flip between that and the Texans game. But you only get one more week left to do. We're done.
That's it.
Man.
Texans are going to be over. Maybe, or can they still make the playoffs? I don't know. What has to happen? Can we give us some scenarios?
They need a time machine.
No, all they need is like 10 plane crashes.
Or that, yeah.
12? Well, maybe more than that. We'll have to go to the playoff machine and see what has to happen.
Yeah.
It's funny because I was going, I don't know why I do this to myself. I was digging through some Football Outsider stuff today on the Texans about just how bad they've been. First off, I don't know if you saw the tweet from Pro Football Focus, but Xavier Suofilo was a top 5 guard in the league last week, according to their ratings.
Okay. Okay. I didn't see Pro Football Focus say that, but I can tell you I watched the game, and there's not one person on that offensive line that I could say something good about. I don't think the Texans had a top 5 offensive lineman in the Steelers-Texans game.
They did rush for a ton of yards.
They did, but I mean,
they didn't pass
7 sacks?
Well,
come on.
You're looking at the negatives. But I was looking at these Football Outsider stats, and their offensive line in run blocking, not as bad as you would think, 20th overall. Pass blocking, 31, which, and that's been a problem all year. You know, there's one team worse than them in pass blocking, the Indianapolis Colts, who they play Sunday.
It's crazy.
So I suspect we'll see.
Who do you think wins?
Colts. Colts are gonna.
I think so too.
I actually already punched a big ticket on that. I think the Colts are gonna win.
I do too.
Just watching how both these teams have played over the last, few weeks. Colts have not been good, but they haven't quit.
Right.
And they're out there trying. They're battling.
They're battling like the Texans used to battle.
And the Texans have a small group of players who are battling, and that's about it.
Yeah. And so, they don't like their quarterback. They don't. It's like a. It's like a broken gun. I mean, that's going to battle with that. That's it's going to do you more harm than good.
Wow. So Chris tweeted this at us. What happened with the Dix thing? Says Majestic Men's 2017 World Series champion replica jersey was $115, now $9.98, 91% off. And then a Antigua Men's 2017 World Championship. I guess that's a pullover. Was $90, now $9.98. I'm thinking somebody just made a mistake.
Okay.
But on the flip side,
I mean, so you fire that guy and you honor what your website said.
Yeah.
But that's the problem. They're not honoring it.
I know. That's a pretty...
it's a bad PR
That's a pretty
move
dick
right
thing
now.
To do. Dick's thing to do.
And Lamassa,
right?
Yeah. Exactly.
It's mighty dicks of them.
It's a dick's move. But... Mott says the fact that a lot of local media swore by Pro Football Focus makes me really question football acumen. Well, there was a time when it was a very useful tool, especially when it comes to linemen.
Yeah.
But I got to be honest, since Collinsworth's gotten involved and it's focused on fantasy and things like that, I probably haven't used it in 3 years. I saw somebody tweet that out and I thought, really?
I just get so much more from watching games and watching film than I'll get from that rating.
Yeah, I've gotten more interested in Football Outsiders, but I still, you know, I'm trying to find who tweeted that at me, but somebody did earlier today, and it was, oh, here it is, Walter tweeted it. Week 16's highest graded guards, Andrew Norwell, number one, Zach Martin, number two, with a 90.5, David DeCastro with an 87.5, Xavier Suafilo, 85.3.
Wow.
Okay, whoever was doing the ratings for them on that game, I went with their smoking. All right, quick break. A lot to get to. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Hey, guys, got to tell you about Texans Can Academies. And this is a really cool place where they take in kids who have dropped out of other schools. They give them a second chance. And a lot of these are really good kids that had to drop out for a variety of reasons. Well, when they go there, they get that opportunity, and so many of them take advantage of it. They go on and do great things. Texans Can Academies get some glasses if they need them, bus passes if they need transportation. They need to work around their job. They do it. That's why more than ever they need your help. And by your help, they mean donations of vehicles. And the Blitzers have stepped up big time. And now's the time. If you haven't done it yet and you've got that vehicle sitting in your yard, car, motorcycle, truck, RV, tractor, doesn't matter if it's running, doesn't matter if it's got flood damage, you don't know what you're going to do with it. Well, you know, maybe you're going to sell it. Maybe you're going to fix it up. Well, donate it, because here's what's going to happen. They're going to come tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork. It takes you less than a minute online. And your donation's tax deductible. So that's going to look nice on your taxes, and you still got time to do it by the end of the year. So get rid of that vehicle you're not using anymore. Do a good thing and benefit from it. And if you do it today and tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, you get that $50 Visa gift card as well. Call the Texans Can Academies at 713-225-4226 or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman from the Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me, just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to BetDSI.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sports book. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and racebook. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sportsbook, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners, use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Eric said if the guard would have given up a sack in 2.5 seconds, but the tackle gives up one in 1.5 seconds, does that count as a successful block for the guard?
I guess so.
If so, he might have been top five. I'd gotten where when the Texans are relevant, I'll watch the game three times, and then I'll watch the game, then I'll pick out a player on offense to watch and a player on defense to watch, usually a lineman, and kind of focus on them the second. I'm not doing that anymore. There's no point.
No.
This team blows. I mean, they're really.
Oh, I didn't even watch all 22 this week of the Texans.
I mean, that's.
I'm not wasting my time.
No, there's no point.
I got other teams I can watch and start getting ready for the playoffs.
Yeah. So. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Texter asked if What are the odds if Patrick Mahomes lights it up this weekend, it'll pressure Andy Reid to make a choice for the – not 0%. This is going to be like a preseason game for them. So yeah. It really doesn't matter what he does. Alex Smith is your guy. Just roll with it. And that's
– they'll make that decision in the offseason. They're not changing something like that.
Yeah, that's not – and plus, Alex Smith has been really good since they switched coordinators. Or, well, since they switched play callers, not coordinators. Hey, you know, we've been having the NFL hot seat rankings every week. And for the longest time, it was Hugh Jackson, except for the 2 weeks where it was 3 weeks. It was Ben McAdoo, and then he got fired. Would you like to hear the latest rankings?
Let's do it.
Okay. Number 11 on the list, Todd Bowles. It seems a little low, but they actually had a better than expected year.
They finished stronger than you would have expected.
Yeah. At number 10.
And honestly, when you look at the standings, in my mind, the Jets were like a 3-4 win team. The Jets are, you know, I mean, I'm not going to go out and say that they're good, but the Jets are 5. They're 5-10. They got one game left.
They might finish 6-10, which I would consider a huge success for that team.
Given they went into the season with a team that was highly regarded as the least talented team in the league.
One thing I don't understand about national media, they all seem to think Bill O'Brien's a good coach. They have him number 10, and here's what it says about him.
They love him. Amazingly,
he's been forced to spend the past few weeks answering questions about his job security and desire to remain with the team. How quickly some forget how great Houston looked earlier this season when O'Brien actually had a legitimate quarterback running his offense. If O'Brien and the Texans part ways, expect him to instantly become the hottest candidate on the coaching market. I don't know about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those people aren't close enough to this.
No.
Some people say maybe we're too close. Maybe we are.
Maybe so.
But those people, they're way too far away if that's what they think.
Yeah, and I keep seeing this. And it's mostly USA Today, so I'm pretty sure his agent's buddies with whoever writes for USA Today, because that almost every time I see something like that, it's from them. But, okay. I'm just glad you guys are paying attention.
Yeah, if you say so.
Mike Mularkey at Tennessee, if they miss the playoffs, he's number 9 on the list.
If they miss the playoffs, he should be gone.
Number 8, Jay Gruden, Redskins.
Man.
They lost nearly a dozen starters to injury, hung around 500, but that's also Daniel Snyder. He doesn't keep guys very long.
Yeah, that's true. That's just such an undesirable job
at number
because
7,
of him.
At number 7, Hugh Jackson. Is still on the list.
They've already basically said that he'll be back.
Yeah, I don't know, though. You wonder. They say that, but how many times do you hear that, and then on Monday it's like, oh, Hugh Jackson fired. Number 6, Vance Joseph. Boy, they did not have a good season.
It got pretty bad. But he's also – you hate to see guys get fired that quickly, but
– yeah.
And he was having the time of his life.
If you look, his face, his smile, black coach – happiness. It's excite.
Greatest moment of my life. Dirk Koetter of the Bucks is number 5 on your list.
That's another team that had high expectations coming into the season.
I thought they would be much, much better.
I mean, they're going to end up they're probably going to end up winless in the division.
Yep.
Which, granted, it's probably the toughest division in the NFL, but you got to win a game.
Well, you wouldn't have thought that before the season, would you?
No. But the Saints improved dramatically. The Panthers bounced back, and the Falcons are still good. They're not great anymore, but they're still good. I thought the Bucs were going to be in the mix there. They just weren't.
Number 4, Jim Caldwell. After last week, I think that.
I think that he had a chance to save himself, and had they made the playoffs, I mean, I think you're not even having a discussion, but. This was sort of his make or break year, and it looks like they're gonna, maybe they finish 9-7. You say, okay, because you're still what you are. 9-7 ain't bad.
Number 3, John Fox.
That's surprising to me. I kind of assumed, and I'm not saying that John, and I'm not saying he shouldn't be on the list. I just thought that. They kind of understood what this year was going to be.
Yeah, and you would think. And you get
in all honesty, maybe it's been better than what I thought it would have been.
I thought they were going to be a disaster, a complete disaster.
They're kind of like good. The Jets. They're 5-10, yeah. And
And if Trubisky takes a big jump next year, team could be pretty good.
Yep. I think that might be too high on the list.
Of course, they did fire Lovie Smith for going 10-6. So.
Right.
Chuck Pagano is number two on their list.
Yeah, I've basically heard that that's like a done deal.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. I think he's done a hell of a coaching job this year with everything that's gone. That they just don't have that much talent. They've had to play an entire year without their quarterback. And they haven't gotten blown out very often. I mean, they've fought hard and played hard. And that's, to me, that's a sign of good coaching. But it's a bottom line business, as we like to say. As Bill O'Brien likes to say, it's a bottom line business.
Yeah. And that team started out 2-3. And they've worked their way to 3-12. So
yeah, I guess maybe I'm giving them more credit because they cover the spread a lot.
Their only win in the last 10 games.
Houston.
At Houston,
and,
yeah.
And they're going to finish with 2 wins in their last 11.
Yep.
Marvin Lewis, number one.
Yeah, no surprise there. You know whose name I'm kind of, I guess I'm not shocked that I didn't hear, but maybe a little bit surprised that I didn't hear, is Bruce Arians.
Yeah. Although I
it almost seems like he's,
because that's out there, right? That he's,
right.
Well, I think it came out yesterday that he's quitting at the end of the season. He's going to retire.
He's going to resign. Yeah. Retire. Okay.
Resign, whatever, yeah.
So, okay. Think of those teams that you just mentioned. Jets, Bengals, Browns, Texans, Colts, Titans, Broncos, Redskins, Lions, Bears, Bucks, Cardinals. What's the most desirable of those jobs?
Well, I'll be honest. I think the Texans are right up there.
They're one of them for sure.
I'd like to say Broncos, assuming they go and get Kirk Cousins.
The Broncos are just like the Texans, though. Like you'd like to say, well, quarterback's the whole problem, but that defense that was supposed to be so good just isn't that good.
But I think the issue there is if I'm a really good head coach, I don't want to work for John Elway.
That's reasonable.
And those are all things that come into play when you make these decisions. And
granted, when I say the Broncos defense isn't that good, it's not like Texans level bad.
No, but it's not anywhere near what you would expect it to be. And
that's another thing. Like the more I look at these statistics, the Texans are dead last in points against. They have given up the most points of anyone in the league, which is, I mean, had you told me that before the season, I would have said that's just unfathomable.
Yeah,
but here we are, and they did. And no one's talking about that Mike Vrabel. No one's talking about him looking for a new job.
And he should be. I've been talking about it now for a month.
Yep.
No one listens to me. Bob McNair or Cal McNair or whoever's making the decisions, or Rick Smith McNair, as Barry Warner likes to call him, give me a call. I'll tell you who should be on the hot seat.
Tell him all about it.
Yeah. All right, 713-780-ESPN. You know, well, maybe the Texans aren't very good, but the Eagles are. But they're not even the best Eagles out there. That was your setup for Tri-Eagle.
So, I see what you did there. Tri-Eagle Energy. Listen, they're a born and raised in Texas company. They care about providing you a good, low electricity rate. They provide tools to help you decrease the amount of energy your home uses. And if you use promo code ESPN, you'll get a discount. If you're in the CenterPoint territory, you can get the Smart Energy 36 plan locked in at 8.9 cents for 3 years. That includes the all-new Ecobee 4 thermostat with Alexa voice service, so you can ask your Ecobee to set a timer, read you the news, tell you the scores, adjust the temperature, and so much more. And Tri-Eagle's even going to come out and install it for you for absolutely free because they're gentlemen. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or visit TriEagleEnergy.com. You're going to be happy with what they can offer, guys. They're looking to make your home more energy efficient, and at the end of the day, that's what we're all trying to do. TRIEagleEnergy.com, PUCT number 10064.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Good choice, sir. Good choice on the music. I like that old school Sabbath. Getting back to that list of the guys on there, who do you think would get a job first? I mean, if you believe USA Today, it's your boy O'Brien.
Yeah. I don't believe USA Today.
But, I mean, how many of those...
As a head coach?
Yeah, as a head coach.
That's a little bit different.
In the NFL, let's not...
Right. Yeah. I'm not trying to get cute here.
All right, so we'll play this game. I'll give you a name, and you say before or after O'Brien.
Okay.
Todd Bowles is interesting because he's already rumored to be going... that Arizona wants him.
Yeah, that's true. And if you've got, like, a built-in job, that's sort of an advantage. But I'm not sure about him.
So, O'Brien?
I'd say O'Brien before him.
Mike Mularkey?
No.
No. Jay Gruden?
No.
Hugh Jackson?
No.
No. 1 in 30 is not going to get you a job.
No.
Vance Joseph?
No.
Dirk Cutter?
No.
Jim Caldwell?
No.
John Fox?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I mean, that's a guy.
Although, I mean, he's now had plenty of opportunities. He did get to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
A couple of them, actually. Chuck Pagano?
No.
Marvin Lewis?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Marvin Lewis is, I mean, that's a guy who's accomplished a lot.
Yeah.
And
well, and...
Whatever, I mean, I know he hasn't had the playoff success, but you think back to what Marvin Lewis was, what he was considered to be as a defensive coordinator, he was considered to be great. Like when he was in the late 90s Ravens, and then before that he was in Pittsburgh with all the with the coaching defense with those, not like the early 90s teams. And then as a head coach, that dude has a winning record. You know, he's been to, now granted, been to the playoffs 7 times, 0-7. That's tough, but I think that dude has a pretty good reputation. And he might be the only guy on that list that you mentioned that has a winning record as a head coach. Maybe John Fox does. I'd have to look that up. But
he's had some bad years in there too, though.
I would guess that most of those guys don't have. John Fox is 133-122.
Okay.
8-7 in the postseason. He's got the best resume of all the guys you mentioned.
Yeah.
And then I think Marvin Lewis is second.
But O'Brien... probably as good as anybody else.
Yeah, the rest of them you can throw into a pile and they're the same guy.
We went over this.
I shouldn't say that because O'Brien's clearly done better than Hugh Jackson has done or Vance Joseph. Those guys haven't accomplished anything. But
and going into this year, he had accomplished more than guys like Mike Zimmer.
Yeah.
And he was right there with all those guys that were hired the same year. So if you do this as a write-off, then I think you have to keep him. But I've been saying all along you should give him one more year. But I'm not going to go out of my way to give him a damn extension either.
No, I'm with you.
Unless it's a one-year extension with a team option, which is essentially just say, okay, you got 2 years. But I've never understood that. Next time we have Lance in here, I want to ask him that. Why is it coaches feel like they have to have an extension? And because players don't get them. They're more than happy to let guys play out their contract year. Why not coach out your contract year? So let's try a phone call. Is that Kev?
Kev.
Okay. Kev. What's up, Kev?
Doing sports.
We're doing sports. Kev, what's up?
All right. So I have a little bit of a question. Why is it so common, especially in Houston, that everyone wants to get rid of Rick Smith? And what I'm trying to say is, yes, he builds the team, but the Texans usually go out and they don't perform. They've had good teams. They have a great defense. Why is it backed up on Rick Smith that the Texans are almost a disappointment every season? Can you explain why? And I'm not saying that it shouldn't be. I'm just saying that I don't know.
Well, they really didn't have you could call it injuries, but they didn't have a great defense this year. I think part of it is, and thanks for calling Rick Smith, but just kidding. I think the reality is there. It's so easy when you're going to blame somebody, especially in football, either quarterback, coach, or 1A.
Yeah.
You're going to blame those two first. Then you're probably going to get around to either GM or one of your coordinators.
Yeah.
Just, you know, that's the fairly common thread. And Rick Smith's the one thing that's been here, one guy that's been here long, as long as he has.
He's outlasted everybody.
Yeah. So do I think he's a bad GM? It's hard to say because I don't know who's making the final decisions. I mean, you listen to one person, it's, oh, well, Bill O'Brien has final say over players. And some
well, it was the same thing that happened with Gary Kubiak. Well, and it was like a big...
Yeah. So I honestly can't tell you who's making the final decision. From what I understand, it's O'Brien has the final say. It's Smith's job is to put together a list of guys and, okay, here's who our guys like. Which one do you want? But I don't know. I don't know.
Yet somehow Rick Smith had the say on Deshaun Watson. Bill O'Brien didn't want Deshaun Watson and Rick Smith.
But see, now this is where I think you have the real dysfunction going on. I think you've got people on both sides over there leaking crap like that because there's a power struggle between the two.
Yeah.
And I don't believe a word of any of it. 713-780 ESPN. Mark says, read somewhere the number one reason why coaches want an extension is so that players will listen to them. I think that's what coaches and their agents want you to believe. You think Deshaun Watson's not going to listen to him if he's in the last year of his contract? You think players know what their coach's contract status is unless we talk about it? I bet you they don't.
Yeah.
They don't go around trying to figure that out. Yeah.
Well, I'm sort of to the point where I think you could use a clean sweep in this organization.
I think if you fire O'Brien, you need to fire Smith too.
I'm with you.
And start over.
And I think honestly think firing one and keeping the other, you're still going to have poison in the air.
But you know what? The way I look at it, it's kind of like quarterback drafts. If I look out there and there's some really good prospects, then okay, this is the year I want to draft a quarterback.
Right.
In this case, I don't know that there's a lot of great – again, that's why I keep saying, well, if Jim Harbaugh wants to come back and coach in the NFL, then I'm out. I'm out on him, boom, gone, and I'm bringing in a GM he wants to work with. So, sorry, Rick. You get to kick upstairs so you can still sit next to Bob McNair in a suite. You can be president of whatever.
You could be Cal McNair's godfather.
Yeah, yeah. President of Cal McNair's kid.
Yeah, you guys could be co-owners of the team.
But then I'd hire somebody who would come in and take that role. But if the best I'm going to do is some of these guys on this list, not so sure I'm ready to make a move there.
Yeah.
Especially when I got the guy for another year.
Hey, Tyler, did you get everything you wanted for Christmas?
Well, I didn't ask for much. Mm. But I think if I was asking for a Harley Davidson...
Yeah, you didn't get one, did you?
I didn't get one. I should have asked for one.
Well, the good thing is you can go get what Santa forgot, a new bike from Republic Harley-Davidson. You walk into the showroom there, you're going to be blown away, guys. It is packed with a huge selection of new and pre-owned Harleys, and you're going to feel welcome from the moment you walk in till the moment you ride away. They know at Republic that you've got a choice when it comes to choosing your dealership in Houston, so they're committed to making a trip to their dealership the best experience possible. Whether you're an experienced rider or someone new to the lifestyle, Republic Harley-Davidson can help you out. They've got an award-winning service department that can keep your Harley operating at peak performance. I know because that's where I take mine. If you need riding lessons, you want to learn to ride, or you want to ride better, do it the Harley-Davidson way. Call them today. Sign up for the new rider course or the skilled rider course to take your skills to the next level. They've got financing for everyone. 12707 Southwest Freeway out in Stafford, just outside the Beltway. Online at republichd.com. That's Republic Harley-Davidson.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. It's time to get on the map. Sportsmap.com, your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the internet. The site covers all your favorite teams, trends, and events. Check out content from some of your favorite radio hosts, including A.J. Hoffman's College Basketball Report, which... And I'm gonna get in a quick plug for this. If you're not following college basketball on a regular basis, but you kind of want to know what you're talking about when you get to tournament time, all you got to do is parachute in once a week for AJ's write-up on the local teams. Because, in fact...
Dude, it's pretty cool. Like, this year in
this
Texas...
This is a good group, man. And LSU, you throw in there, too. But all those guys, every single one of them went undefeated last week except for Rice.
You know. Rice is horrible. But between Baylor... Texas Tech, TCU, SMU, Texas, Texas A&M, and UH. Like, there's some legit interesting basketball being played in Texas. And you can even throw in teams like Lamar and Stephen F. Austin, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a, it's a good time for college hoops in Texas. Hasn't been in a while.
Yeah, so that's he gets that usually every Monday. With the holidays, it'll be a little bit differently next week, just like it was this week. But does a really good job, keeps you up on everything, and makes me feel like I know what I'm talking about when I look at those. So you can check that out. Every Friday, you get Charlie Polillo's piece. I've always got something on the Texans. I'll have I'm thinking of a Rick Smith thing that I may post here in the next couple days. I've actually got some time and feel like I need to do more writing. But check it out. We also have Lance Erline's going to start up for us next week with some stuff. Granado's been dropping things in there.
Yeah.
So if you're not on SportsMap every day, you're missing out. Laminag has been doing stuff. Check it out right now, sportsmap.com. Follow us on Twitter at SportsMap, H-O-U. I'm actually very proud of that site, I have to say. I think we've done a really good job with it. Not just me, but Josh, who works on it, and all the people who are writing for it. People are excited to write for it. Got people throwing really good ideas at me now. So I hope you guys are enjoying it as much as we're having fun doing it.
Yep.
Let's squeeze in a call. Greg, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Sports, guys.
Sports.
Hey, look here. I got a couple of things I want to go over. First of all, I hate when you say Lamont. And Lamont is always a texter because my middle name is Lamont, and I hate the name Lamont. It reminds me of Sanford and Son, you know, the junkyard person. So I hate, that just gets me. But
so should we get him to change his name?
I wanted you to change his name so bad. I don't like my middle name. I hate my mom gave me that name. But Lamont's my middle name. Lamont, Sanford and Son, that's all I think about.
Maybe we'll call him Red Fox from now on.
Yeah, do something else. But I'm a long-time listener. Love you guys. You've always been good. I'm a San Francisco fan living in Houston. And great thing that we got, you know, JG, Jimmy Garoppolo. I want to know about the draft pick. We're going to be in the top 10. Should we trade it for more draft picks later on in the second and the third round, because we're looking for offensive lines and defensive lines and defensive D-backs, because we got the quarterback of the future, I think.
Right.
That's what I'm hoping. And so should we invest in that? Because we have the got the free agency. We have the money for the free agencies, and we're looking at, you know, they say Sammy Watkins is not happy in the Rams and this and that, so we can get those top receivers on free agency.
Sammy Watkins isn't a top receiver, by the way.
Yeah, I think the idea of trading down is not a bad one. I think
if you can get an offensive tackle where you pick, you do that.
There'll be some guys available.
If you can get like an Orlando Brown or, I mean, and I assume that that Connor Williams is gonna pass all his physical stuff, and if he does that, I think if you're picking wherever the Niners pick, probably somewhere between that 5 to 7 range, if you can get one of those guys, I say you take them. If the guys that you love aren't there, I think you can trade down.
Yeah. Quentin Nelson's also a real possibility, even though he's a guard. That almost everybody says this guy is going to be an absolute monster, and that would be a big boon to your offensive line as well.
The other thing I could see them using, if they do trade down, I could see them looking at a running back like Saquon Barkley or someone who they feel like could be I say this all the time. I would never take a running back in the top 5, top 10 picks. It's just not for me. And there's been guys who come out of there that are good, but they're too disposable to me. But if they can get, if somewhere in the middle of that round, they can get themselves a running back, I say go for that.
Or if you can, and if you do trade down, I wouldn't be opposed to a wide receiver either. Calvin Ridley,
no.
or Cortland Sutton. I mean, those are guys that, yeah. And again, it's a little early. And
with Cortland Sutton, he's probably going to go higher than I want to take him.
It depends on where you look. I mean, I've seen him in the top 5 in some places. I've seen him in the top 25 in others. It's it really is a little too early. I like the guy a lot. I think he's got fantastic potential. And, you know, just because he plays at SMU in a gimmick offense, I think there's questions about that. But he's a really good player. He's good with the big. He's got good hands. He makes plays. He's good with the ball after he makes the catch. And I've seen a lot of him, but he's also going up against crap defenses for the most part. So 713-780-ESPN. But yeah, I like that tackle from Oklahoma. And he's really raised his stock quite a bit.
Yeah.
So I think that's a guy who's going to go. But I think the good thing is you've got options because you don't have to worry about quarterback. And you should have some cap room, although I assume a lot of it you're going to use on Garoppolo.
Yeah.
So interesting team next year. I like the 49ers. I really do. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713. I saw a story that just on all the quarterbacks the Browns have passed on in the last 2 years. You can't tell me they couldn't have traded for Garoppolo if that was the price.
That was the asking price.
Yes. Yeah. And, of course, Watson, Carson Wentz. Yep. And then the A.J. McCarron screw up.
What's funny is now, like, and I knew this would happen. We talked about this, in fact. Josh Rosen is basically saying he's going to do like what Eli Manning did. He's like, I'd much rather play somewhere other than Cleveland. And
well, at this point, if you're an elite quarterback prospect or even a mid-level quarterback prospect, that's the last place you want to go.
Of course it is.
And I guess a lot depends on who they bring in as a coach. But, yeah, if I'm Josh Rosen or Sam Darnold, I don't want to play there.
Well, Sam Darnold, I'm starting to think more and more he's going back to school.
I think he needs to. I
do too.
After the season he had.
I'm with you. I think he could still do some growing. And this you know, I think that he'll be, again, I think he'll be a top 10 pick next year if he stays another year. So what's the harm? And maybe you don't go to Cleveland.
Yeah, well,
I'd rather take a year off from.
Hey, there's no guarantee. There's no guarantee these guys aren't going to be drafting this high again next year.
You're right.
That's the only negative to this. If you're Josh Rosen, and say, "Oh, I'm not going to come out because I don't want to go to Cleveland." There's no guarantee that they're not 2-14 next year with the number one pick again. Okay, that was at 4:55. So you almost made it an hour.
Excuse me.
What was the basis behind that one? Was that an energy drink or was that just food?
No, I guess it was just food. I had a burger for lunch today.
Yeah,
I normally don't eat a lot of lunch, but I went and watched a movie today. I watched Star Wars today.
What'd you think? See, because there's this whole love it or hate it thing going on.
I mean, it wasn't
okay. It's because I kind of think that's where I'm going to come down. It's like, man,
yeah. I didn't love it. I didn't hate it. It was fine.
What'd you think of the milking scene?
That was kind of gross.
So weird.
There's a lot of people who are like mad that Luke Skywalker, like he basically turned on everything he believes in, but I don't care. Like I'm not that obsessed with Luke Skywalker's personality to think that he betrayed his morals. It's just I don't know. That movie and Bright are the two movies where I've seen the most lopsided reviews, and I mean, there's still people trying to convince me to watch Bright, and I don't get it. Like just looking at it, I'm like, oh, this looks horrible. I don't want to watch this, but you know, enough pressure, I'll probably end up watching it.
Well, I'll wait and see what you have to say about it. Then I just have no interest in it. Somebody says, do you know of any other team city that has such a toxic and dysfunctional relationship with their GM as Houston has with Rick Smith? I got news for you. Whenever you rank the Texans in anything, we always make them about 16th. If you want to talk about dysfunction between a team and a city and its GM, they're about 16th.
Right.
Trust me, this city is nothing compared to anything on the East Coast. Yeah, Northeast, nobody cares in Miami.
Well, think about how bad it was with Trent Baalke in San Francisco.
Yeah, San Francisco was just awful. And that was very public. This one, it's just they're kind of sniping underneath the radar. But the Giants were having all kinds of stuff this year. You think about the Jets when Rex Ryan was there. I mean, those are franchises that, you know, and of course Dallas would be that way, but you can't fire the GM because he owns a team. So yeah, it's very common, man. It's every sports city in America has something like that.
Zachary said, "Dude, you forgot spoiler alert." I don't think I gave any spoilers.
That's not. Yeah.
Just he turned from what he believed in.
Yeah, that's what everybody was saying. That's what I heard about.
Unless
it.
He's talking about the milking scene, which
there is a milking scene, and
okay.
It's gross.
I don't know anything about the milking scene.
You're not gonna like it. Okay. You might like it.
I don't like milking.
You're into aliens.
Yeah,
though.
I don't know.
I'm into aliens, like, but I don't like milking. Like they're at the very like one of the early scenes in A League of Their Own when they're milking cows. I want to throw up.
Okay.
Even though I think Gina Davis is hot.
But what about milking an alien that you would potentially have sex with?
I'd have to. Well, that means it has something that I don't really want to play with.
Teats?
Yeah. Well, I take that back. Now, if they're more like traditional human breasts, only there's like three of them or
there's
four.
There's four of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not so bad.
But
okay.
They're on one larger breast.
Okay. That's gross. I don't know who comes up with that concept.
Come on. Open your mind, bro.
Listen, I'm good with four boobs, but not four boobs on a base of one boob.
You're just so close-minded.
I am. Sorry. What do we have here? Oh, this is me. This is my fault that this is going on because I'm supposed to tell you about my bookie and how if you want to get in on the action, this is your place to do it. Mybookie.ag. And there's a lot of action coming up this weekend. As a matter of fact, you can play horses on there. You can play some greyhounds. You can play college football, hockey. Oh, yeah. Pro football, pro basketball, college basketball. If you want to follow along with my man's bets over here, MyBookie has you covered. And if you want to just mess around in the casino, they put instant blackjack, roulette, Vegas-style slots right there in the palm of your hand. And when you score that big win, MyBookie has you covered with the fastest online payouts in the business. And that's the thing I like about it, man. When I win, I actually get paid. And so many of these places, part of the gamble is putting your money in there. That's not the case with MyBookie. Call MyBookie now at 844-900-2387. Mention promo code FRED, and they'll throw in an extra 50% on your first deposit. How about that? If you're new to the game and you want to get in, put $100 in there, you're going to get an extra 50 to play with. Call 844-900-2387 or sign up online using promo code FRED. You can also sign up online right there on your phone. Just visit mybookie.ag today. Bet with the biggest, bet with the best, only at MyBookie.